Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 97.
What?
I was a preemie.
What?
Welcome back again. This is Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. I am in charge. I'm Foster. I'm the obscurist today. I have the mystery. But of course, I'm not alone. Always, my left-hand man, David Martinez.
Greetings to our guests in studio. That's right. I don't care about anyone else outside of this room right now. I'm going to let you announce them, though. You can introduce who they are.
Okay.
I just want the world to know how excited we are about them.
Oh, we're very excited. For the listeners, we're also recording in studio. We're trying something different. We're in a recording space here at Barrel of the Bottoms here in Kansas City. So
yeah.
Very excited to try this out. Returning for her fourth appearance, Miss Ann Cuddy.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you very much. I love being here, folks, and keep on coming back.
And we're so excited to have you back.
Thank you.
The Four Timers Club.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Am I the only one?
No.
Oh.
Also joining us, part of the legendary improv group, Ham Kitty.
Oh, boy.
She's been on our short list for a while. And as you heard in a previous episode, a hell of a realtor. Jen Roser.
Hi, guys.
Woo! Oh, my.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So incredible to have you here.
Oh, please.
It's not my podcast, but I'm so excited.
I know. I'm happy to be here with you and you and you.
And Jen, we've got now with you here, we've had two, I believe, of the members of Ham Kitty.
Yeah.
On our show.
You can see what the goal, like on our goal sheet for the podcast, you can see what's high up.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I'm sure all the gals would like to do it, but I'm happy to be here today. I'm pleased as punch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully it will get your seal of approval.
I'm sure it will.
And we're one step closer to collecting them
Check.
All. oh boy, I won't mess this up. So I'm in charge today. We have a mystery. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. This is an audio mystery. I have assembled six clips from an unknown audio source. I got my guessy girls, my guessy boy here are going to have to guess what the heck is going on. And you could win a maximum of 3 points, but if things are still a little fuzzy, that's okay. I have a hint clip, but if you use the hint clip, you can only win a maximum of 2 points.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. But you want to win the 3 points.
Yeah, you do.
Do you get to exchange those points for a prize?
Oh, absolutely. And great question. And David is going to tell us those 3 points, you can exchange them for.
Today, worth a whopping 3 points, but you have to get 3 points. You can win a 2013 Logitech Harmony Universal Remote, discontinued, ladies and gentlemen, and not in its package any longer.
Ooh. What is that?
Just like a remote that you could program to any television, if it works with your television.
Can't wait. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Stakes are high.
I love a remote. All right, Cuddy.
Big prizes today. Okay. Notes are an option.
Okay.
I was wondering because usually you hand me a clipboard.
That's true. Yeah.
Foster loves to hand me a clipboard.
And you guys love to click pens and microphones.
Maybe that's why there's not one today. We look like some... You know, clickers, for sure. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at you, clickers.
Clickers, for sure.
We can't look at anything during the podcast proper, and we listen to each clip twice.
Okay.
I think that's enough rambling for me. Thoughts from Anne and from Jen before we jump
Sweating
in?
Sweating profusely.
I just really...
Way excited about this.
There's new air conditioning in this studio.
Yeah.
Feels
so
yeah.
I just want to say I feel really... blessed.
I feel like you're
here.
Calling Jen out like she shouldn't be sweating.
I was
no, it's nervous. It's not
it's
temperature.
Nervous. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I sure. just want to say I feel really blessed to be here in an air conditioned day because
it's great.
Yeah.
I want to just wish you best of luck because
best of luck.
First...
Are we not teaming?
Ooh.
No, I think we're opposing. Are we?
What?
You know, we'll just see how it shakes out.
Oh,
okay.
I think it's just been established. I think by Anne saying that a verbal contract is binding in the state of Missouri. Oh. Or where are we in Kansas?
Anything is possible.
Gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
A little less now.
Oh, boy.
And David, I love you.
All right. Let's get started.
All right. Well, let's just, let's do it. Let's take a listen to clip number one.
Grace, I wanted us to spend some time together. Trip thinks carting me off to Europe will, how did you put it, thaw me out a little bit.
Whoa.
Fall me out?
Thaw me out, I think.
Oh. With a TH,
right?
Thaw.
Yeah.
Thaw.
She's yeah. a cold gal.
Like a spring thaw.
And did she say someone's name? Someone thinks it will thaw me out a little bit?
I heard Chris or Trix. Like, Trix.
Well, and you know those are just for cats.
Well, okay.
And magicians.
I don't know what it is. It sounded kind of dramatic.
Like, yeah. Like a movie or yeah. or mm-hmm. intense scene of some kind.
Yes.
Especially the music behind it, I think.
Yeah. Can we hear it? The second.
Oh, are you ready?
Don't you think?
I mean, yeah.
I feel like words are going to be important.
Yeah.
Like, we got the ambiance, the tone pretty well yeah. from that first listen.
What
so.
Are what are our, like, categories? Words? Sounds?
Yeah. Okay. Good question. So then there's, like,
music.
Uh-huh. That sounds.
Gesture.
Okay. No. Gesture, we can't see it.
Science.
No, hold on. Like, why? Like, what are you breaking down? You're saying the words matter.
Right.
So tone. It could matter, right? Like, yeah, tone, mm-hmm. exactly. The feeling of, like, scripted or unscripted mm-hmm. can matter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good questions. Okay. I'm ready for a second.
Hey, let's do it.
Race, I wanted us to spend some time together. Trip thinks carting me off to Europe will, how did you put it, thaw me out a little bit.
I got a lot out of that one.
I did, yeah. too. Yeah.
There's more there.
Race? It sounded like, here's Johnny. Like, it sounded like...
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it also felt like they were performing to each other and then also to the audience. Like, wants me to thaw out a little bit. Like, sounds like talking yeah. to a...
I was going to say, like, a therapist couch.
Oh,
or something.
Okay. I thought...
I mean, not necessarily, but that was the tone of, like, they're telling...
A third person.
Yeah. Somebody.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think the first person is, like, talking to this character... But then this character is saying what they're saying to an audience or to a
yeah.
to not
Doesn't
Chip
it,
or Trix. Or,
it also sounds like she almost like freezes him, click,
yes.
and then turns and talks. Like it felt like because okay. her expression was kind of judgy in a yeah. way that didn't feel like he was
yeah.
hearing it.
He was also judgy, like
yeah.
like to a father to a daughter and like that he's forcing to spend time with him.
Yeah. Ew, who yeah. would thaw out their daughter?
Well, I don't think it means literally.
Ooh, no.
Okay.
Jen, the bell is yeah. supposed to be, when I hear a great open-ended question,
oh.
I ring the bell.
Oh, okay. Look.
But sometimes.
You just ring it, too.
I say, f*** the rules. And I just.
Is that who do we know who would thaw out their daughter?
Who do we?
Oh, the list is long.
Frozone?
Yeah.
What is that really what
Mr.
the bell?
Mr. Freeze?
What's the bell for? I don't know if I know about the bell.
Oh, yeah. What I just said. If there's an open-ended question, it's supposed to be like, oh, we're on the right track.
Okay.
Oh.
We're asking a good question that we should pursue, but
okay.
but I don't think we did.
Oh,
in that
okay.
case.
It was
but
a,
he's
but
also saying maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's yeah. a literal thaw, right?
I think it's like she's
no.
cold to him. Like we need a
yes.
change of scenery and maybe we can get back on the same level.
I mean, it sounds like when a man calls a woman frigid, it means she
yes.
is interested in a romantic yeah. liaise.
Right.
So
and
this gentleman doesn't seem like
this
a
likeable. This gentleman, Trip, I think his name is.
Trip.
And who knows how he's meant it, but she's taken it as.
Yeah.
He's calling me frigid.
Yeah.
And he thinks a trip to, or going to Europe. Is that what
mm-hmm.
you heard?
Trip wants okay. to take a trip.
Trip wants to take a trip?
Trip's taking a trip.
Yeah. And Grace, not so interested.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right?
I think she responds to him and then pauses him. Click. And then says.
And
trip,
I think.
Trip thinks if we go to Europe, I'll thaw out.
And I think we can assume the pause is coming from. Logitech Harmony,
Universal remote. New sponsor. Yeah,
there's
thanks.
No other possibility.
No other possibility.
Yeah.
Foster, can you tell us if that was a clean edit?
There might have been like some just like space eliminated just to tighten it up a
sure.
little bit.
Okay.
But no, that was what we call a clean lift.
Okay.
Cool. And I would like to say space is something that you didn't discuss in our list of qualifications.
I said science.
Yeah.
I said science.
I said science.
I
Do you
meant,
not think space is science,
probably.
Anne?
There's more than one kind of space.
That is true, but isn't it all science?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay, can I please have clip number two?
I guess.
Gee, yeah. Christmas.
Clip number two.
Okay, well, I was worried there for a bit that you were on trip side tonight.
This is hardcore scripted and not well.
No.
So, soap opera?
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only it's even cheesier than that. Ooh, you know what I think it is?
What?
Okay.
Although it doesn't really make sense because it sounds like older people, but it sounds like one of those sex education videos where they're like really trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, like what you watch in high school?
Yes.
At least in the 90s and early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels too cheesy to be actual soap opera.
But who are we talking to now? Who's this?
I don't know.
New third party that she's worried about?
She laughed and she said, tramp something. And then I was just horrified.
Well, it sounds like she's kind of both venting and maybe also like a little flirtatious, yeah. Like a little kind of having fun at Tripp's expense.
I sensed that she wanted Tripp for herself.
Oh, did you? Okay, I did not get that, but I needed to hear it again.
A woman's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
Man, I wish I had that.
We should offer that as a prize for the future episode.
Would have saved me so much money.
No.
Don't ask me how.
Oh, what time period do we think this is? Do we think this is a current thing, or do we think it sounds a little old-fashioned?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I don't feel like...
That giggle was pretty old-timey to me. Not like 50s, but like it felt like...
Wait, what's a 50s giggle?
No,
that was a laugh.
No, what's a 50s movie? Like
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. I mean, I feel like that's like a tinkle.
A tinkle?
Yeah.
Sorry, the noise they make is a tinkle?
Yeah, like it's a... Everything's like pleasant, and this felt more, I don't know, like just yucky.
Okay.
Things got grosser as the years went on.
Okay, so it's more modern than that, you're saying.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like
today.
It doesn't sound like today to
me.
So, and would you say like the time we're living in is the grossest time people have lived, or?
Yeah, I would say that.
Let's give that a second listen.
Okay.
Okay, well, I was worried there for a bit that you were on Tripp's side tonight.
On Tripp's side, does that mean there was an argument?
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it seems like she's talking to someone that she really would very much like to be on her side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe it's her best friend or something. It's like, why would you be on his side?
Right.
When I've had such a hard life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're my friend, and you should be on my side no matter what. Yeah.
You're my friend.
You're my friend.
Mm. Foster?
Are we taking notes, or?
I just wanted to know if you're my friend, but that's...
Of course, I'm always on your side, David.
Thank you. Give me the answer right now.
So far, we've got Tripp, Grace, and...
Mystery woman.
Yeah.
Do we know it's a woman?
Or man.
Mm. I'm assuming woman.
I assumed woman, but I guess I don't know.
You know what? There's nothing to make us not think that in the first clip, who Grace was talking to could have also still been this person, too. This mystery friend.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Totally.
What?
That was clip two. Have we listened to that twice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did listen to that twice. So then.
It sounded like you were on Trip side of things for a second there.
I just heard it a third time.
Really good.
It was really good, Ian.
Yeah. Thank you.
I can't place the laugh. What era? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's a little more current than we thought.
Than
Tinkle Times of the 50s.
At first, I was thinking, like, infomercial, but no.
Well, I like your theory about, like, some kind of educational, maybe possible video. Thing.
Could okay. Be. Well, is there anything else you guys think it could be besides, like, soap opera?
Well, like, an informational video, maybe. Perhaps.
I said that one.
Oh, like, what? I thought you were dialing in on.
No, I'm asking you for more.
And I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Mm-mm. Maybe. I guess it could be, like, training of some kind. I guess that would be educational also, maybe. Though.
Oh, yeah. So,
that would be kind of weird.
You're about to start a new job at the carnival.
Learn how to avoid Tripp.
Yeah. Don't side with Tripp.
Tripp's the guy who comes into the break room. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's just the conversation of HR around the table being like, all right, we need to teach everybody about Tripp that we onboard.
Right.
How do we handle it?
Shouldn't we fire Tripp? No. He's too valuable.
We're gonna pop a video in, guys. You'll know what to
pop
do.
Pop a video.
You'll know what to do about Tripp.
He's the only one that knows how to work the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we tried skits. It didn't work.
Nope.
Have you met Tripp?
Oh, Tripp.
Recognize the warning signs. Well, I've got great news for you.
Okay.
Two words. Clip three.
Okay.
Tripp, don't get yourself worked up over the drinks.
George, it'll be great. What do you say? Ah, I knew you'd agree. Perfect.
What? What just happened?
No one said anything. George wasn't there. Trips on drugs.
Yeah. There's no George.
He struggled to even talk to the imaginary George.
Yeah. It felt like he was like desperate to.
And also, this was all taking place like in the basement of the Blue Cat Club or something.
Sure, jazzy.
Very dimly lit.
Yes.
Ominous jazz.
Ominous jazz.
In a basement. A basement club.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It, to me, again, felt like beware of bad circumstances. Like alcohol. Wasn't it about a drink?
Something about whiskey?
Something about drinks.
Yeah, it's on the BFFs mind. Coming at you.
Oof. Okay. Did Grace talk at the beginning of that clip, right?
I thought it was just Trip the entire time.
I think Grace said something really quickly first. Or at least a different voice. Maybe a voice we haven't heard before.
You can give it that second listen.
No, okay. I want to talk about it for 1 second.
Okay. We can talk about it for a second.
I just want to say, like, the alcohol aspect or whatever it was does make sense for, like, a beware of the dangers of peer pressure or whatever.
Ooh.
But then weren't they going to take a trip to Europe?
He wants to take her to Europe, so she thought.
Okay, so if it was, like, teenagers.
Oh.
But if it's a Europe thing, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it could, like go let loose in Europe, right? Like summer mm-hmm. vacation.
Trip wants me to go to Europe where the alcohol drinking age is under 21.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, honestly, the laugh in clip two did not sound very frigid to me. She sounds fine. I mean, it sounded like not real, but right. It didn't sound frigid.
For sure.
She felt loose to you.
Yes. Yeah. That was a loose laugh if e'er I heard one.
That was that laugh was very warm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
comfortable.
Warm.
She's comfortable.
I wouldn't say comfortable either. I would say forced.
What's a forced laugh? Now do a real laugh. Yeah, I hear a difference.
There's one.
I mean, it felt really forced. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
I need to hear it again.
Yeah, please.
Let's play that again.
Trip, don't get yourself worked up over the drinks.
George, it'll be great. What do you say? Ah, I knew you'd agree. Perfect.
No, George, it doesn't exist.
Is there a puppet in this named George?
Wait, okay. Foster, can you clarify the speakers at the end of that clip? There's a long pause. I assume is Trip says, ah, I knew you'd agree. And then there's somebody says thanks, but that's not Trip, right? That's an additional.
In that clip, we only heard Grace and Trip.
Oh.
Mm.
Trip was acting funny.
He was acting real weird. Yeah. Is there an imaginary?
I hope.
Doesn't it sound like he was like pretending to talk to someone that was there, and then the puppet just nods, and he's like.
No, the puppet had to have said way more than that. That pause was so long.
Are you bleeping out stuff?
No.
Yep. That was the actual clip.
Yeah.
And the length of that pause is how it really is.
Oh, my goodness.
Nodded for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like he brought like a scarecrow that he stuffed full of stuff, and that's George, and he sat him on the bar, and he like leans in to listen to what George has to say.
George has a lot to say in that.
Yeah.
In his ear.
I don't know what's happening.
That didn't help me at all.
I honestly, as you were talking about like something alcohol related, I feel like that seems right so far.
Thank you.
We've heard that clip twice.
Yeah.
I think we could hear it twice more.
Yeah, we could hear it.
What?
Again.
Two, three more times?
Are we halfway through? Because I don't know if I'm going to get
that.
Well, Anne, I'm glad you bring that up. We do have three more clips.
Okay.
And there is a hint clip. This, and Jen, this is your first time. Anne, I don't know if we've done, actually, I think we did this on the 2-year episode. This is Hot or Cold. This is the halfway segment. Where each of you will come up with some kind of guess, like a word, a compound word, something, a phrase, and I will tell you whether you're like hot or cold, cool or warm.
Okay.
But of course, to kick this off, we will need the theme song, which I believe you both know.
Sure.
Right.
So when you're ready, if you'll hit us with a theme song to hot or cold.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one.
Hot.
Or cold.
It's hot.
Or cold.
It's hot, hot, hot.
Or so, so cold.
Doo-doo-doo.
Hot or cold.
Thank you for that theme song. All right. So you're welcome to talk amongst yourselves, or if you're feeling really competitive, you can not share ideas. But ideas will be heard because we're wearing headphones.
I love it.
And talking into microphones. So when you're ready.
I know what mine is. Can I use mine?
Oh,
I think I know
still
what mine is.
Should we talk about it or no?
No. I mean, we each get one.
Okay.
But I was thinking about maybe doing peer pressure as mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe that's a bad
No, I think that's good.
Because it kind of touches the educational
yeah.
film aspect.
Okay.
But no, no, no. Let's hear some other ideas. Let's
I want to find out, like, I want to do the soap opera route.
Sure.
And then that way, if it's not, then we can let that go.
Yeah.
Should we ask if there's puppets?
Should we ask if George is ever real?
Is George a real person?
Does he ever come to life? I'm going to go with alcohol if you're cool with that.
Okay. Peer pressure, final answer.
Peer pressure is cold.
Okay. Wow.
Gin Roser.
Soap opera.
I would say slightly warm.
Fancy. Okay.
David Martinez.
Alcohol.
Cold.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So forget about the drinks.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a big deal.
But soap opera a little bit.
That's hot or cold.
Thank you.
Hot or cold. Hot or cold. Hot, hot, hot. It's so, so cold.
That's like the first. How did you guys remember exactly what you did? That was
we
impressive.
Sing it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's right in my head.
That's true. You listen to the podcast.
Give me a parka.
My shoulders.
We are moving into the second half. We've got those answers for hot or cold.
Okay.
And let's take a little listen to clip number four.
Let's do it.
Yes or no? Do you think it's wrong for one person in a marriage to listen too much to the other? What?
Do these people not talk to other live people in the room right with them?
Okay, I really think this is the 80s. Doesn't it sound just like,
yeah,
like something cheesy and weird, like there's a crystal ball in front of her?
Uh-huh.
Or she's talking to a mountain that has superpower. Like, it feels like...
Her delivery of that whole line was wild, though.
It sounded magic. Like, there was magic happening.
Yeah.
I can't get... The audio quality still sounds too good to be 80s. However, we are in a very different environment than we normally record. I'm using different headphones.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. So, but yes, like, it feels... The content feels super old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Very out of date.
Like, a really softening filter's happening wherever they are.
Yeah.
You know, like...
What's that David Bowie movie with all the puppets?
Labyrinth.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, but it does.
That's fair.
Okay.
There's
kind of.
There's kidnapping in that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, little weird goblin monsters.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes like the, because there's like the girl, right, who becomes princess of the land or whatever in the end. And this monster creature is her best friend.
Rude.
I mean, the movie has been out 40 years.
I saw my baby.
Yeah.
Cry as hard as babe could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew.
40 minutes later.
Yeah.
What kind of magic spell? I need a drink.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
That was really good.
That's one of my karaoke go-tos.
As it should be. That was killer.
Yeah. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Puppets?
Puppets.
I would not be surprised if puppets turn out to be a part of this.
I wish it is.
Because of what just happened to us, I've forgotten the content of this latest clip.
Yeah.
What happened in it?
All I remember is she said something about, can one person in a marriage listen too much?
Yes.
Other person. And then they go, what?
And then mystical, and then like, oh.
And I'll give you this hint. There was another
being
pause.
Oh.
Waiting for someone, an imaginary friend, to answer.
Are you saying you edited something out or no?
No, no. There's a pause in the clip. I don't think I tightened it up, but maybe I did. I'm just my hint is there's another long pause.
For the puppet to say what they need to say.
Yeah, you saying that is sort of an implication that this pause is related to the pause that we heard before. I'm ready to hear clip four again. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Do you think it's wrong for one person in a marriage to listen too much to the other? What?
Oh, like a crystal ball.
Yes. Oh,
it really
yes.
felt like a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And also,
in the yes or no, ooh, or the magic eight or something.
Yeah. Oh, magic eight.
Or what's a Ouija board where it's like,
yes.
It has a yes or no on it, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
my God.
Doesn't she
ideas.
Say yes or no?
She literally starts
at
yes
beginning.
Or no.
But then she keeps talking. She doesn't give it a chance to answer.
The Ouija board's like, shut up.
Sorry, I tell you. Love these ideas so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like we're onto something.
What is the context, though? This doesn't feel like it's the cheesiest movie, if it's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Very
dramatic.
That is
something Foster would do. Yes.
You know.
But, like, it's about a marriage with issues. but it's like, what's his name? George Trip.
Trip.
Trip is like, according to Grace, Trip is like, I'm so uptight. I believe they're married.
I think we should assume that.
Okay. I think we should assume that. Yeah.
I'm so uptight. He wants to take me to Europe. What kind of white people problems are these? Like, like that's not an issue.
Unrelated to the mystery. That was the building.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, why is there a movie about this? This doesn't make...
I mean, listen, if we start asking that question about movies.
Yeah. Why why are there so many movies?
It just doesn't seem...
I'm gonna give a little hint.
Okay.
I love a hint.
Wait, is this gonna take away points later?
No.
Okay, great.
I debated whether or not to keep the very beginning of this clip, right before Grace says yes or no. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you were wrong.
I was probably wrong.
Okay.
What I should have kept in was she says, George, yes or no.
George. Okay.
Interesting. Why are you telling us this?
Because I want to help you.
George matters. We weren't sure about if George was a puppet or not last time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, maybe they named the Ouija board George.
Or the dog that talks.
Oh, well, but
through their minds.
Dogs. Oh, through their mind.
Mind talking.
Yeah.
So who do we think George is? Because she's talking to him or it. You know what I mean?
Is it an alien creature that came down that they named George because they didn't know how to name? Like, it's like E.T. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to name him.
What if George is a dog? What if you're right? What if literally this married couple mm-hmm. never talks to each other, never communicates, like, clearly? I mean, they talk to each other, but never, like, says what they're feeling to each other. Uh-huh. They just constantly communicate through the dog.
Through George.
Like, they just express their feelings.
I mean,
to
that
the
feels
dog.
Really natural to me in my circumstance.
It is like George have, like, I don't know, like a communication pad.
Yeah.
Where it's just a paw on uh-huh. yes or a paw on no.
Yeah.
Paw treat.
Thing.
Outside.
I went out. Yeah. Outside treat.
I mean, we have no hint whatsoever that
you.
It would be a
I love you. I love you.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Can we focus Squirrel. On me now?
I think whatever it is that they're talking to uh-huh. is either communicating through brain stuff
uh-huh.
or it's like a Ouija board where you're pointing yes or no or something, right? Yeah. Like there's like only two real options there.
Well, I wonder if it's just something that doesn't speak. Right? Like it is an inanimate object.
They're
or
talking to it.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't ever respond back. Like it can't talk.
No, mm-hmm. because Trip talked to George and said something. And
but
then,
George didn't answer.
But then Trip said, okay, yeah, you're right. Or something like that.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Does that mean I'm close?
That means you're right. This is totally...
I don't...
This bell is a show.
We love a bell.
I don't feel like it's working.
I don't feel like I trust you with the bell.
Yeah, I don't either.
We have two more clips.
Okay, great.
Shall we take a listen?
Let us.
To clip number 5.
All right. You know what? Dan, I need to ask you something. Grace, Trip, let me ask our guest a question.
Whoa.
I don't want to be Dan right now.
No.
And that wasn't Grace talking?
No, that was.
Yeah.
What were the names given?
Dan?
Dan is a guest in this room who we never heard from.
Uh-huh.
Trip interrupted, and then Grace finished? Is that Grace went, said something again?
I believe so, yeah. When we take a second listen, pay careful attention to the way she says this new name.
Oh.
Dan. Okay.
Dan.
Well, didn't she say, maybe I'm making it up. I thought she said, like, our new friend or him. Like
our guest, for sure.
It felt like a guest from another planet.
Guest. Singular. Oh.
Guest.
Why
does that matter? People can have just one guest at a time.
They can.
No bell?
It was his own thought.
Felt like a bell.
I am close.
For the listeners, I did not ring that. Just to be clear.
I need to hear it again. I apologize.
For sure.
Let's do it.
Sure. I jumped in too fast.
Listen to Dan, remember.
All right. You know what? Dan, I need to ask you something. Grace, Trip, let me ask our guest a question.
Dan?
I almost heard it like Dan just did something inappropriate. Like, Dan, I'm talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see
that. Dan? I don't know who Dan is. That didn't help me.
I think Trip is scared. And Grace is taking the reins and saying, we come in peace. Let's work this out. And Dan's like, or no, Trip is like, let's run, bitch.
to Europe.
To Europe. That's, well, I think that happened. I think at the start of this mini movie, also known as what? A TV made for TV movie or something like that?
Yeah. Right.
Feels made for TV.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Christmas movie from Lifetime.
Lifetime movie also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel like at the beginning it was like, this is a couple who has marital problems, real ones. And then halfway through they met a extraterrestrial. And it's like, now we have real problems and we love each other.
E.T. fixed marriage.
That's what it feels like.
Elliot.
Your turn to talk.
Yes or no. Man, I don't know.
What were you seeing when you heard that?
What I saw.
What did you see?
What did you say? I saw they were like in a dining room or a family, you know, like a gathering in their home, and there's something to discuss.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I picture Grace.
I don't have any vibe on Dan.
On her feet. And who or whatever Dan is like on a couch or on the floor if it's a dog. And Grace is like on her feet, like she's worked up in a tizzy.
Yeah.
She's like trying to use Dan as a mediator, just like George is potentially a mediator between this in this marriage.
Jiminy Christmas.
I don't know, man.
This is a toughie.
Definitely something magic eight ball psychic is
yeah.
I mean, he said guest. The way he is like, it's not a human person.
Oh.
Right? But although we have Dan and George, both very human names.
Uh-huh.
If they're dogs.
And yet there's only one guest.
Well, in this case, Dan. We know Dan is the guest, according to this.
So who was George?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, I keep on asking the right questions.
Yeah, but what?
Well, I mean, that one.
I
think if we knew who George was, we'd know what the mystery is.
And I'm not good with the spell.
Okay, all right. Oh, man, I feel lost.
I really do.
We have one more clip.
Oh, no.
It's not enough.
Oh, no.
It might not be enough, but you know what? There is a hint clip.
There's a hint clip. Okay.
Okay.
Depends on how bad you want to go for that universal remote.
I think I'm willing.
So I really
see the hunger.
I really
want to
go for
eyes,
it,
Jen.
But also because I heard Keith Curtis call me out on this particular show. And he...
Yeah, let's get your take on that. What was...
Not happy about it. I mean, in general, when I think of him, it makes me unhappy. But to specifically call me out and say that there's no way.
He's like, has she been on?
And no, I have not.
Is that what he sounds like to you?
In my head, yeah, 100%.
I feel like he sounds like a normal person, but you just made him sound like a bro.
No, well, I meant it to sound dopier, I think, than that.
I'm Keith Curtis.
See?
Did I do it?
That was 100%.
That sounds like him, yeah.
Here's my impression.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Is that good?
He's got a little tinkle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got a tinkle.
He has
to
tinkle always, I feel like.
Yeah.
You guys look great. So good to see you.
Okay.
That was good.
Let me adjust my glasses. Okay.
I'm ready for our final clip.
We got one more clip.
Okay, let's do it.
Establish everything.
Let's see what happens in clip six.
I cheated on you. I betrayed you. And no, Adam, enough.
Why are we getting new people in the last
now?
Clip?
I cheated on you. Adam, that's enough.
Adam.
I think these are like little gremlins. Is this the gremlin movie?
If there's a gremlin named Adam,
I hope.
And Dan,
George and Dan.
George.
I love it.
I hope they all have names like that. Steve.
Eric.
Trip cheated on Grace.
That was you're okay. Confirming that was Trip.
I'm confirming.
I mean, we could assume, I think.
Okay.
Trip took a little
the bell
trip.
Goes off the table.
Trip took a little trip outside the marriage.
Ooh. Europe?
He found something muy caliente.
Which we know is lesser than
it
hot
is bad, yeah.
From last episode. Spanish is lesser.
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, if the revelation was that they had a cheating thing, but if that came after the aliens, I'd be like, the cheating thing doesn't really matter because there's aliens.
Because we had confirmed life on
really,
other planets.
They're really burying the lead. If that's,
Yeah. So maybe it's not aliens? Is that what?
I mean.
Maybe that's who Trip cheated on her with.
With an alien.
Oh, that happened in Spice World.
What?
Right?
Somebody cheated on an alien?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Spice World?
In the movie Spice World?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I don't remember this movie, but there were aliens?
We rented it all the time in my household.
I know I've seen it. I think I would remember.
Spice World.
Yeah, with the Spice Girls.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy. That's the way it is. Now what you know about that? Now I know how I feel.
40 minutes later.
Think you can handle my love? Are you for real?
Are you for real?
No, don't go wasting.
I've got to use the bathroom.
My precious time.
Dave.
Get your act together. You can be just fine.
Catchy.
Can you unlock the door?
Insert doorknob rattly sound here.
We did lock it. We locked it when everyone came in.
Oh, where the f*** are we, guys?
Guys, do we have one more of that, or do we do
no, yeah. that was last?
No, we need one... to listen to that again.
Yeah, please.
Yes, one last listen.
Roll tape. Okay.
I cheated on you. I betrayed you. And no, Adam, enough!
Why? Why does he do this? Why does he... He's like, he's trying to confess this thing, and he's like, Adam didn't say anything! Why are you so mad at Adam?
Adam is a little Furby that bit his... It's like gremlins. It's like something is... You know, it's like the dogs. I cheated. Oh, there's a dog up my butt. Like
the reason this marriage breaks apart from lack of communication is because the dogs keep getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, jinxies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we have Dan and we have George and we have Adam, then there's many of these things, whatever these things are we keep talking to. There's magic involved.
Oh, like elves, maybe.
Yeah. Or even the power of an eight ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm. And eight ball is also some drugs, so this could still be a
They for drug. Sure could be yeah. on drugs.
Can I give a little hint?
Please.
Going back to when Grace said yes or no.
Yes.
And again, I should have kept it in the clip, but you would have heard something like, George, yes or no? It's something, listening marriage. Mm-hmm. What I failed to do in my performance mm-hmm. was show that there's like a weird like tonal shift.
The mystical.
Whenever a name of a guest
Yeah.
is mentioned, it's kind of weird.
Why would that be? Why would that
puppets.
Be?
Maybe.
Puppets.
Magical puppets.
It's not puppets.
Then we
That's
quit.
Too big of a hint.
We hey, what side are you on?
Yeah, rude.
Fine.
We want all the clues.
Great question. Whose side are you on?
We have no idea.
I'm going to probably sleep on my front side tonight.
it's that kind of night. Okay. So, yeah, did we listened to that twice.
Yeah.
Sure. Can we slightly, if we can, do a quick overview of the things we think we've heard?
No, I didn't take notes. I don't remember anything.
I do. The first clip was...
frigid.
Yes.
Whatever.
Like, it mm-hmm. wants me to thaw out in Europe. By taking me to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
So marriage strange. Marriage on the rocks.
Marriage on the rocks.
Yeah. A trip to Europe's going to help us out.
Clip two was the friend. There was a friend. Whose side are you on? Oh, for a second, I thought you were on Trip's side. Yes.
Forced laughter.
Forced laugh. Forced laughter, I have learned.
And then, whose side are you on? Like, I hope you're not taking Trip's side.
Right. And she wasn't, I think.
Oh, for a second there, I thought you were taking Trip's mm-hmm. side mm-hmm. or something yep. like that.
But now I know we're in sync.
You know what? I never want to be married to someone that it's like...
Your friends need to take sides between you?
Yeah.
That's
awful.
Like,
terrible.
Be a horrible. Team. Mm-hmm.
Clip three was the Blue Cat Club.
Oh, yes.
George and the drinks.
Uh-huh. The long pause for time for the puppet to get on stage.
And what followed the long pause? Do we remember?
I don't remember. There was a tone shift because we... It was something like, oh, Trip said something like, that's what I thought, or that's...
He asked a question.
He answered something.
He asked a question. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Oh. No, you're right. Keep going.
He asked a question. Mm-hmm. Long pause. Okay, that's what I thought, or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought. Perfect.
That's the that's the third clip?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Cool Cat Club.
The third. Oh, no. The song?
We don't need to recap that.
You can edit the song back in.
Yeah, okay. We'll just clip it.
Okay, so that's when we first meet the alien.
George, right?
The George. Well,
that's the first time we get a name, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because maybe Trace?
Trip.
Grace.
Trip
and Grace.
I know.
Trace.
I keep on saying, yeah.
That's their married name. Yeah. Hashtag Trace.
Maybe Grace is talking to one of these creatures.
Beings.
Beings.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in there, if she's there.
There's only one.
No, earlier, in the clip two. There's only one? Did you just give us a huge hint?
Guest.
Dan, George, and Adam are all the same thing?
What if they were?
What?
Just the no. I'm just saying.
There's theoretically, so many hints happening.
No, I'm just saying theoretically. Like, what if they were? What would that mean to
why
you?
Why are we listening to clips when you have all the answers?
Foster, just tell.
There's
us
a quicker
talk.
Way we can make this happen.
Well, you know what?
Somebody hold him down.
Yeah.
Get off me!
Tell us we're in Spice World again.
Okay. If you want to be my lover,
no, make it stop. Okay.
Okay.
What if they were one thing?
It sounds like that's a possibility.
What if? Or he just told us.
Right, but then he's like, maybe not.
No, but I think he meant it like.
I sound like Keith Curtis.
Yeah. You, Keith took over you for a second. Maybe not.
Okay.
Listen, I'd be more stressed out if I didn't feel great about this hint clip.
Okay.
That's coming up. So okay. just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay, we were
not saying that you need it, but.
I don't have.
No.
I would have to take the hint. You guys don't also have to.
I don't have beef with Keith.
New podcast. Beef with Keith.
Beef with Keith of the
I would
week.
Be the guest every week.
I just want to be clear. I don't think any of us really have Keith beef.
Yeah, one of us does.
I do.
Oh, okay.
It's going
that's fair.
15 years or something?
Yeah, no, so if you don't, I'll respect your
maybe
wishes.
That'll be my podcast, Beef with Keith.
And yeah.
Just revisit.
I thought that's what we were getting at.
You just invite guests on to talk about what their beef with Keith
what do you
Keith
hate
is.
About Keith?
We are guessy girls.
Yeah.
Do you want the hint or not?
100%. We have to have it.
Okay. We have
don't
to
we
have
think?
It. We're gonna take that point and give it back to you.
And the remote. Oh.
Oh,
sorry.
Dang it.
I'll put it back in the safe.
For another day.
All right, we're about to listen to the hint clip, but before we do, listeners, if you want to lock it in, if you want those 3 points, you got to do it now. Write it down. Tell a friend.
Whisper into a piece of paper and then flick it into the air.
Carrier pigeons.
So we're going to take our first listen to the hint clip.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't.
Anna and Jen just shared a distressful look.
Yeah.
We're going to take a listen to the hint clip. I promise you're going to love this hint clip.
Okay.
All right. So, other listeners, if you want those 3 points, lock it in. But here we go with the hint.
Hi. It's so great to see you.
Hi, Trip.
It's been a while. Yeah. Hi. Wow. It's really, really great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Yeah. Come in.
What? That was such a helpful hint.
Oh, well, now I get it. No, I don't get it.
What?
That's the first time
no, okay, wait.
It's a computer keyboard
I have a lot
situation.
Of thoughts. It also sounded much less scripted. Like, Trip was like, dude, did you remember your lines?
That guy was the main character. Like, but it was like the first time we heard from him.
Yeah. Why? I'm so fascinated why you would choose to not put another. If they do, in fact, talk, why would you not put that anywhere in the main 6 clips? Why is that only saved for the hint? But yes, there was a computer sound, right?
Yeah.
He was like typing
keyboard.
As if to like kind of Stephen Hawking style, like respond with a computer. But then we also heard his voice.
Mm-mm. You're wrong.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just felt like he was like busy doing work and having to talk to Trip at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah. For sure sounded busy. Like, don't bother me.
Yeah. He's like, oh, not this.
Great to see
loser
you.
Loser.
That
again.
Makes way more sense than what I said.
Woman's intuition.
I gotta get some.
You gotta get some.
I'm trying to think how to put this. Yeah. How about this? Let's listen to it one more time.
Please.
Okay. Hi, it's so great to see you.
Hi, Trip.
It's been a while. Yeah, hi. Wow, it's really, really great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Yeah, come in.
What? If this person is busy working, why is he inviting them in?
Also,
this person has arrived at
who's
Trip's place.
Typing.
This guy,
on
I think.
Like a, I know, but like, is he wearing suspenders with a computer in front of him typing?
Wait, is he typing the answers that we don't hear?
That's, yeah. I mean, that's the like what I was saying about this, the kind of Stephen Hawking style. Like, mm-hmm. It feels like he's.
I have it.
Jen,
okay.
Jen, you can assume during the long pauses in the other clips that there was typing.
I might have it.
Okay.
I feel like the guy that we just heard for the first time is the author of this horrible story. And he's writing a script out, and you're seeing, like, it starts, like, it, to me, it felt like he was the most realistic character or something. Like, the most, like, kind of, like, tired and normal, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in pain, which is how I think of humans. And
in our reality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it felt like, to me, like, maybe if he is the... If it's his story and he's writing it out, maybe he's writing this horrible soap opera. Like, maybe they're in his head or something like that.
I think we should
There's only one
visit
guest.
What you just said to Jen, that we can assume there was someone typing during those pauses every time. What does that mean?
And what happened usually, like, before a pause?
A question.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Just so they're looking at something on a screen or something like that.
Question, clickety clickety. Response.
Okay.
So they're probably, maybe they're getting a visual response, right?
Yeah, I think.
That gives them the prompt of how they are going to answer.
But still, who's this guest? What is this guest?
And why does their name change all the time?
Yeah.
Are they like in the Truman Show where they're getting answers from the outside world?
Guys, this episode is like top five. Worst I've ever felt before a review.
I gotta say, I really didn't want this to be a Red Dead Redemption situation.
It's not Red Dead Redemption. What's the one with Mia Mercado, that video game with Christopher Walken? That's the worst I've ever felt.
Oh, but, you know, but those clips, that ride was worth it. I kind of want to break the rules a little bit. I kind of want to give that hint clip a third listen.
That'll make all the difference. Foster, I can't wait.
That is a golden rule of audio obscurity.
Oh, no.
I know, but we're talking the hint clip.
So
you've already lost a point having to listen to it.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to make a difference.
If we would listen to it a third time, you would have to give us a hell of a prompt of why we're listening to it a third time.
And the third point is back in play.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Negosh.
Wow.
I'm a realtor.
Wow. And a bonus point.
So
just see what we can get away with.
With extra hint, you're getting more points.
You can just sign here.
This is a four-pointer.
We will see.
When did
that
happen?
When
did
four points?
Let's go.
Should we take a
vote? No, they're holding me down.
If you want to be my lover.
If you want to be my lover. Is that what you started singing?
I did.
Okay. I couldn't hear it because I was too busy feeling it.
Okay. Okay. Let's recap the hints, the hint clip, and like the hints I've been dropping.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. We've got name changes. We've got long pauses where nobody's talking.
Ooh, maybe he's rewriting characters or something.
Yeah.
Renaming.
I mean,
that seems very like a mundane thought. But.
No. Yeah. I think we can definitely lock in the fact that Foster was what he was helping us with, that the person typing is giving responses to the questions.
Yes.
Right? People are asking questions. This guy types. An answer somehow appears and they
Yes.
Is he the God character, though? Like, is he a creator?
I mean, you said Truman Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe there's something to that.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, is that right?
Yeah. Maybe he's like a robot mediator therapist. No, but he's not a robot because he talks like a normal human.
It's crazy that he just spoke out loud when we've only been hearing
and
mystical noises.
What I wanted to get across was he was speaking what he was typing. Did that click? So, hi, Trip. How are you?
That's what I thought with the Stephen Hawking thing. Yeah, like he's
narrating as he's typing.
Okay,
and
so he's there by himself.
Responded.
Okay.
To the typing. That's what the hint clip was. Supposed
You're right.
To.
Okay.
Then
yeah.
He's controlling what these people say. Right.
Yeah.
We're seeing this man write this show, whatever it is, and then as he's creating it, it's happening in another screen or on another window of the screen or something.
So if George is dictating what's happening. If Adam and Dan are dictating, what would that format be?
I don't understand what you mean. If they're dictating?
It's a writer's room or something?
For the listeners, I might mean
beautiful object
a mouse and a mousey keyboard.
Yeah.
Are they?
You're doing so much at once.
Hold on. It's Messenger or something. I feel like we could have done better, and I feel like it's their fault.
Oh, I'm taking full responsibility.
Me too?
What?
No.
What kind of medium would you be able to type and people would change their attitudes and what they were saying and what they
a
were
script.
Doing?
A script.
Messenger. So, I think we should basically guess kind of what we're...
Yeah. So we have to guess
what
source and subject. So
okay.
So I think it's a
subject is horrible. He's a playwright. He's an author.
Can I give one final hint?
Oh my God.
Please,
God,
sure.
Foster.
Jen, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Lord. Yeah.
We please come back. So do you remember the clip where Trip was asking about drinks?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that was the Kit Kat Club, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. So what do you think was Trip's response was?
That's what I thought. He said, that's what I thought, right?
That's what I thought. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think was typed to get that response?
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Perfect.
I don't.
So what was typed was yes?
Could it have been, and then someone could have possibly typed no.
Okay.
What would have happened then?
Oh, okay. No
problem.
He would
have kept trying to persuade George to have a drink.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So the response would have changed.
Yeah.
Input in, output out.
Text-based adventure.
That's.
As in, like, you know, like the games you would play.
Like choose your
own.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
What? Okay. I mean, it makes sense, but also great. I didn't like it.
I bet. I don't,
that has
movie?
Never been a rule about this show. You do not have to like it.
I can't imagine the ratings were great.
And I spent so much time on this project.
Foster, this is his coming out of this movie.
This was my pandemic project. And I just wanted to get some feedback.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Okay, I've probably given enough hints.
I feel like we deserve
so many
one
hints.
More.
Does that mean we didn't just get it? We didn't.
I mean,
really thought we figured it out.
You're basically there.
Oh, okay, great.
So, we think it's a movie. No, mm-hmm. We're guessing. We think it's a movie. Okay. And we think it's a story where the main character is controlling what happens to all these other characters.
Yes.
On the fly.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the moment.
And we think, like, made-for-TV movie? Or we think, like, movie?
Oh, I think TV. Like, a Lifetime movie or something.
Straight to disc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to disc. For some reason, I'm locking eyes with Jen. I don't know why.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, sit in this.
Okay.
You're the worst. You know what?
Somebody sing the Spice Girls.
Okay, no! Let's
Truth Trust is on super rocky ground right now, I want you to know.
Everything we've ever believed in is crumbling before us. Listen, I hope this reveal is just gonna be joyful. Let's find out.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's take a listen.
In Facade, players are invited to the apartment of Grace and Trip, a married couple who met courtesy of the player character back in college. However, things aren't going so well in their relationship, and your coming round for drinks that evening is the make-or-break moment for their marriage. You are unwittingly dragged into passive-aggressive psychological head games as the couple lash out at one another about their hobbies, their career choices, their families, their sex life, and much more.
So, we're listening to people on a stage.
No, it's a video game. It's a game. That you can play and buy.
Yeah.
This is a review of it that this guy's doing.
I heard a clip where I was told one thing, and now you are saying I misheard that?
Yes.
Not only did you just tell me what it was, I didn't hear it right. I was never going to win.
The clip we just heard is totally unrelated. It's like a YouTube review or something of this game called Facade.
What I heard was this man describing to us a play he wrote. I'm not kidding. I heard him say, this is a play called Facade.
No, and that would be sensical. This is way worse
this is
than
crazy.
That.
Well, the reality is, I mean, that's basically what it is.
Okay.
This is a video game from, I believe, 2005.
Oh.
And now we can look things up. So, David, will you please search Facade video game? Where you take on the role as the guest here in Trip in Grace's apartment.
Dan,
Adam,
and George
are
players.
Got it.
You, when you start, you select, you pick a name.
Pikachu.
And they...
Charizard.
Well,
that's how names work.
Bulbasaur.
And then I just want to get Anne and Jen, I'm just going to get your impression now that we're actually seeing Trip and Grace now.
Oh, boy.
Nothing makes sense right now.
Okay, and is there... I can't see the screen. Is there typing happening?
Yeah. Like, in front of their bodies.
I don't know who's talking to who. Am I alone in
Diana,
this?
Diana, the player, the game?
Yes, in this case, Diana is the player.
And so the woman that we're seeing is Trip. Is Grace. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
So who's typing it? The player?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the point of this game is to try to mess, like to see if you can make the game break down by saying something that doesn't make
yes.
sense.
Yes. Yeah. You like people will try to break the game. You, uh-huh. So you you can. Oh, here we can start the video.
Oh, it's just getting
why
good.
Why would we stop it?
So what? Well, actually, first off, what are your impressions now that you actually have seen Trip and Grace?
Oh boy.
It all makes sense to me. Like they're two dimensional.
Yeah.
And so were their personalities.
Yes. So
and the writing. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, it's a really actually kind of cool. It was really touted at the time just because of the AI involved.
Okay.
Because the actors, I assume, had to record so much dialogue.
Sure.
For all kinds of eventualities. You, the player character, can help the marriage. You can break up the marriage.
Uh-huh.
I think you could even have either Trip or Grace kill you if you make them mad enough.
Whoa.
If you are super vulgar right out of the gate, they will kick you out of the apartment. So no playthrough is the same twice. There are signposts. So Trip will talk about the photo from Italy. Grace will talk about the couch and like, hey, or like her cabinet, basically her decorating. What do you think? Diana, what do you think of this placement right here? Dan. Should I move the couch? What do you think I should do?
Uh-huh.
And then things get heated and you can like try and help repair the marriage. And then I don't know if Trip always confesses his infidelity or not, but yeah, that's facade.
Wow.
How much did you play this game?
Yeah, how do you...
I also have that question.
I actually did not play it. I took these from playthroughs. The hint clip is from somebody who, somebody doing a Let's Play actually narrating like what they were doing.
But you watched multiple videos of it?
I watched quite a bit, yeah.
Cool. I'm trying to think of if you ruined this.
Oh, boy.
I think so.
I think 100%. Yes.
I'm wondering if we had one name the whole time, if that would have made a difference. I don't think so, actually.
I don't think so, actually. Yeah, nope.
It was a Hardy.
Yeah.
A Hardy boy.
Yeah. I feel...
Responsible?
I feel responsible. I feel bad. Because I've been trying to be better about not doing super hard mysteries. And, And gosh, Jen's here.
Oh man! I mean, it's user error on my part for sure. I don't know.
Not mine. I'm great.
Listen, this fits the first half of my mantra. I can't believe this exists. I don't know if I would say I'm so glad it does. I feel about this the way you did about Nietzsche walks. Like I wish that this did not exist.
Okay.
I don't. Want
this to, is
yeah.
awful.
This is not great.
It's
innovative.
It's innovative.
Yeah, sure.
At the time, it was probably pretty amazing.
2005?
Yeah.
Before we completely judge it.
I'm not
too late.
Give it a try yourself.
No.
Facade is free to play. Okay. Just Google search Facade game.
100%.
Our episode today is brought to you by Facade.
I do not want their money.
So that idea doesn't appeal to anybody of messing with these digital people. And
no, that's different. You're describing The Sims.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is very
intense
mm-hmm. and bizarrely like it's like an experimental art piece.
Yeah,
that's like trying to be weird and cool.
It feels soap opera-y, like And The Sims, there's more to build. Like it's a world to build.
Sure, mm-hmm.
It's a state. You stay in the apartment the entire time.
Trapped. Yes, I think you can
leave. That's the only scene right there.
I think you can leave, but then that playthrough ends. Well, first, how about this? I'm going to do points.
So many.
The guess was basically an interactive movie. I would describe that as a game. So
you would?
No, wait. I would never describe Bandersnatch, for example, as a game.
Sure.
I would 1,000%.
But a game can be an interactive movie.
It's very kind of you to be such a nice host. But
you guys don't want the 2 points?
You are very much risking
four,
the integrity of this show.
I'm
pulling my collar.
Four or zero. Ooh. Four or zero.
Is four on the table?
Listen, why not? Why the not?
Listen, I'm awarding everyone here 4 points.
Yay! It's the greatest day!
Oh my God. Whoever's making the wiki, put a big asterisk next to this one.
That's what bullying gets you. Four friends.
We each got four.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. It comes back around.
That's so many remotes.
Wow. We've never had a 12-point episode
until
now.
And you never will again, I hope.
And we probably won't.
I hope.
Suck on that, Keith Curtis.
Yeah.
So that was Facade.
Oh, man, Facade.
And I'm just putting this smile of state on my face because...
That was a stumper.
It was a stumper. It was a stumper.
Man.
But not a stinker. You were great.
Okay. Well, I hope we had fun along the way.
So much fun.
I had the fun.
Yeah.
You had the fun? No, I had it. I had the fun.
No, I had some of the fun.
I had it.
I had a fun.
That is the end of the mystery. Unless we have other questions, we'll go into plugs. Jen Roser, anything that you want the people to know about or anything that they should check out?
Oh, man. I play in a group called Ham Kitty and we're kind
of, I've heard of it.
Thanks, pals. I mean, I don't do any of the Facebook and stuff, but there's stuff on there that Kate and Trish do. I don't know. I think it's just Ham Kitty.
It's an
improv troupe that I'm in with some gals.
Do you have any shows coming up?
Negative. But we're ready. We want to play. It's been 100 years. Okay. That's it.
Okay. So check out Ham Kitty online.
Yeah.
Ann Cuddy.
I just like to plug using sunscreen because today was a doozy.
Yeah.
And everyone should layer up that sunscreen.
Slather it on.
Yes.
By the way, for the listeners, everybody in this room looks exhausted. I feel so bad. So please know that if you had a hard time and you're exhausted, I am so sorry. David Martinez.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Anything that you're
soulmate,
you're checking out that you want people to know about?
No, I'm gonna just put a general plug in for getting vaccinated, and if things are opening up, then get vaccinated and then go start like enjoying things that are opening up. Go support art and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, improv is gonna start back up again. Here in Kansas City, I assume other places. Check out improv. Check out live music and live entertainment. I don't really want to plug anything.
But do it anyway.
I watched In the Heights.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed it.
Sponsor HBO.
It was a lot of fun. It was a really really joyful movie. So check it out.
Can't wait to see it.
All right, folks, that's for the podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, pals.
Bye.
I need a drink.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Elliot.
Now I know how I feel.